Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you excited to be in church today? Yes, I want to encourage us, those of us that are upstairs, wherever you are. The weather has changed a little bit. It's not that the fan is not working. And I know you are aware. You'd have been feeling it, that there's a difference. I guess the weather has shifted. So just bear with us and endure. We're going to be fine. Amen. How many of us were here 2 days ago? 14th. Wow. Now, for those of us who were not here, and ordinarily you were supposed to be here, nothing would have stopped you, just decided not to. It's not the good thing to do. Sometimes it shows how much you value your relationship. Some people were gisting that day. Some people went to catch fun somewhere else. Marriage and relationship is a serious matter. Yesterday was a bomb also. We had a great time. Great time with the couples. It was beautiful. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to start out from where I stopped. The first service, I started from where I stopped yesterday. And I wrapped up. In this second service, I'll start from where I stopped 2 days ago. But I have turned the message in such a way that it will now be balanced for singles and married. Are we here together? Those of us in the first service, you would understand what I'm saying. Yeah. But before I get into the message today, just quickly, I want to... This book is for your teenagers. If you have teenagers or our teens, keep your theme. The writing style of the book was written for younger people. It was written 2013 first. That's how many years? 2013, 12 years ago. So the book is almost a teenager too. So all of us who have teenagers, young brothers and sisters, you want to tell them reasons why they should stay away from premarital sex. This will help them. Now this one is for those that are in relationships that you don't understand what it is or what the things that are supposed to be and things are not supposed to be. This is Break That Relationship. 20 reasons you must break that relationship. A broken relationship is better than a divorce. If you need to break a relationship, break it so that you don't have to talk about a divorce. It's usually terrible. This is one of the latest in my collection, What Every Man Wants to See in a Woman. Very simple style of writing, but it has the wisdom that can transform the life of every woman. Now, the first time I taught some of the things here, I taught them under the subject Practical and Strategic Repositioning for Visibility. How a woman or a young lady can position yourself to be visible to your spouse. Some women are not visible to their husband. Again, some ladies don't know how to make themselves visible for prospective clients or prospective customer. Oh, sorry. Prospective suitors. Yes, suitor, correct. So you want to. Yesterday when we were done teaching, I don't know if we'll touch anything around that area today, but the women sent a message during the time of the question. A woman sent a message and said, Pastor, tell our husbands to buy this book. Financial fitness. Financial fitness. Building wisdom for building and managing finances. Some of you have issue with LAPO. These people are chasing you already. Those ones that usually put obituary. What's the name of that thing? Okash and the brothers, they are disturbing you. No, those guys are helping some people, but you see, there are some helps you don't need. Help that will make you an addict and a debtor. A borrower is servant to the lender. Be careful. There are over 20 plus wisdom that will change your financial fortune in this book to help you. This one is overcoming sexual temptations. Not the devil. Stop. Leave the devil alone. Let's learn how to overcome sexual temptations. It's a powerful book. And in this book, I poured out my heart. I talked about adultery, fornication, pornography, masturbation, bestiality, all types of sexual sin, and how to overcome. The temptation cycle is also there. Then this one is the latest in this class, but it is a devotional. How many of us have started reading this book? It's for everybody. How many of us have gotten the book? You have not gotten it. I don't know what you are waiting for. Walking in freedom. Some people believe that I am free. I am not free. That you have not had sex. What is happening in your mind? What's happening in your heart? It is not only sexual sin. It is how to walk in freedom to conquer the flesh. But I narrowed it down to sexually related things for a purpose. It is one of the greatest pandemic in our world today, affecting people. This is the game changer. It is here. Then this last one is when you pray. How many of you are still reading this one? When you pray. Very good. Thank you. This book will show you things. How you can go back into the past and change things that have been written when you were not there but affecting you now. Reverse it and rewrite something for the future. I wrote 12 things there about that happen when you pray. If you start reading this book and you read those things and you stay with it, I'm sure testimonies will start flooding your space. Don't joke with these materials. They are very affordable, and I want to encourage you to get them. The Lord bless us in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, are you ready? Let's get to work. Yeah, 7 decisions that shape your forever after. 7 decisions that will shape your forever after. All married people, please listen. All singles, listen 2 times. Don't listen to this message with your ears. Listen with your heart. Some people hear with their ears. Some people hear with their heart. The Bible says, write them upon the tables of your heart. For some people, this message today is prevention if you are not married. For married people, it can be cure. That's why it is so important that you pay attention. I beg you. So Mr. Joseph, you will help me so that I'll take it from where I stopped yesterday. So when I started sharing 7 decisions that will shape your forever after, I started by explaining to the people when we started that wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is established. I emphasized in Proverbs chapter 24 verse 3-4 that knowledge is what gives room to beautiful treasures in your life. That's why I was introducing the book initially, knowledge. If anybody has an edge over you, there is something they know you don't know. If everybody is doing well than you in a particular area, more than you in a particular area, there is something that they are exposed to that you are not exposed to. It's simple. You don't have to debate it. You need to press. Sometimes you are in your process, but your process can be a very frustrating and tiring one if knowledge is not accompanying your process. One of the things that can frustrate people's process in life is going through a process without knowledge. The labor of a fool wearieth all of them. He said, why? He does not know how to go into the city. How do I enter the city? The fool does not know. So the Bible says he will continue to work hard. The Bible says when the axe head is dull, much work will be done. Therefore, wisdom is profitable to direct. A wise man said, if I have 2 hours to cut down a tree, I will spend 1 hour, 50 minutes sharpening the knife. The foolish man will spend 1 hour, 50 minutes trying and struggling. And when it doesn't work, he'll go and start thinking of how to sharpen the knife. But the wise one knows that when the axe head is sharp, just little work will get it done. Many families are where they are because of some of the things I will share with us today. And I want you to just listen. So I started and I established that truth. And I said that your life is not made by... that our lives are made in the moments where decisions are made. Decisions shape our lives. What you decided today, yesterday, is what you are today. Whatever decision you made yesterday, that's the bus stop where you are today. You may not like your decisions, but where you are now is simply a product of your what? Decision. Where you will be tomorrow, next tomorrow, in 5 weeks' time, 5 years' time, 10 years' time, will also be a product of your what? Decision. Whether you decide or you don't decide, you have decided. Indecision is a decision. So listen attentively when wisdom speaks. That's what the Bible says. Listen. Put your heart to it so that you will not bring children to this world to suffer. You will not bring children to this world to come in pain, and they will come to your grave and spit as a wicked man. Useless. There are children today, when they are brushing, they brush on top of their parents' grave. It's a useless place. There's nothing. The person there is not important. Whereas some people will almost idolize the space. If you go near, they say, calm down. This man shaped the future of this family. Behave yourself. There are some people, if they are fighting their parents today, they will leave area boys to beat their fathers. But there are some sons, if you stand against their father, you are gone. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty, so are the children of their youth. Why? Because the decisions that those people have made has influenced the character and behavior of people and has increased their value or decreased their value in the eyes of people. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Please pay attention. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, please pay attention. Number one wisdom I shared yesterday, 2 days ago, I said, number one wisdom you must pay attention to that will shape your forever after is the decision to prioritize God. The decision to that's not where we are. We're talking about decisions. The decision to prioritize God above everyone and anyone else. Put God first. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter what it is. The decision to prioritize God above all in your relationship. It doesn't matter the butterflies in your belly. If this person will push me out of God, I'm not interested. It doesn't matter how excited I am, how wealthy you are. It doesn't matter how tall, how handsome you are. It doesn't matter how beautiful the shape that she's coming with. If she will not allow my destiny to be in shape, may I not take that shape? Are you hearing what I'm saying? The decision to prioritize God above all is very important. It's very important. The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep watch over the city, the watchman watches but in vain. He said, it is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow. So he giveth his beloved rest. Whatever rest and peace of mind is in marriage, everyone under the sound of my voice, may God deliver it to your doorsteps in the name of Jesus. As you appreciate the wisdom of God that will be taught from this altar, anything that peace of mind and rest is in marriage, that people enjoy and they are smiling and they are happy and their lives are made, I say God will bring you into that realm in the name of Jesus. Yes. Prioritize God. I've seen marriages crumble because somebody was trying to replace God. Let no one take the place of God. Nobody has the right. You know, you usually sing that song. There's a particular song we usually sing. Nobody can wear the crown you wear. Nobody can enter the place you enter. You see, nobody can wear the crown that God should wear in your life. The place that God should take in your heart, don't put any man there. If you put a guy in the place of God, God can take away the guy just to have you back. You don't know the God I'm talking about. If a man takes the place of God in your life, the man can go. It doesn't matter who the person is. Why? Because he said, I am God. I am Elkanah, the jealous God. If anything and anybody, many people, it is because they put men or people ahead of God. That's why their family is where it is today. Some of you, your mothers were serving God very well until they met one man that took the place of God. Kathy Kuma was there. Her ministry went rolling on the floor like this. As anointed as she was as a single lady, doing the work of God. Then she met a man and she said, I loved him more than God. She fell in love like Olule on the altar of love. Fine prophetic woman with the anointing, with the grace. As soon as she puts that man ahead of God, they didn't hear of her again until she came out and said no more. Then God gave her a second chance. Her ministry moved again. Because that was not the right person for her. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? There are many people, when they marry, their lives started going down. Check the person in your space. I will not talk about that so much. There's no time. Go and watch the message. Number two. Where are we? The decision to build on friendship. Friendship. Write it down. To shape your forever after. If you marry your friend, you'll be laughing and smiling. Have you seen husband and wife? They are 70, 75. They are still holding themselves. They are still excited. Somebody's preparing tea for the wife and giving her to drink at 75, 80. And some people, they are just 2 years in marriage. Everywhere, Tife Tuka, all the community we heard, everywhere is scattered. Everywhere is scattered. You know that you people are cat and rat and you say it will work. I'm not sure you understand what you're talking about. Rats and cats, they don't marry. Go, let rats marry rats, let cats marry cats. Every day you quarrel, every day you argue, every day, and you say, hey, it's just the way, you know, once you have a relationship, there will be friction. Your own is not friction. It is broken, break, it will destroy. There's difference between friction. We understand minor arguments and all that. There's something about the fact that both of you don't see eye to eye. Your values don't align. Your worldview is different. Your perspective different. And somebody is saying, I read something somewhere, that there's nothing wrong with marrying somebody with a different worldview and perspective. You cannot. I say, you know well. Maybe that person is just a blogger that has not married. When you marry, you will know. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Marry your friend. And I gave them a pyramid and I showed them that a friend is loyal. A friend is trustworthy. A friend is a companion. In a friendly relationship, both of you will be able to see things together. And I told us reasons why people don't marry their friends. I shared with us. Why I'm saying this, I want to go and listen to the message. I talk about platonic friendship, erotic friendship, situational friendship, lifelong friendship. Mr. Joseph, you have the pictures. Yes, platonic friendship. They are friends. They are just friends, like normal friends, excited, they're happy about it. The next one is what? Erotic friendship. This one is only to be touching themselves. Some people, this is how they start their relationship and they say it will work. Could it work? It cannot work. Even if God wanted it to work, Satan said, work, will it work? I'm telling you, if you start relationship on erotic, this is the last thing that happens, and it happens in marriage. It's not supposed to be. Romantic can happen at relationship level. That means there is chemistry. There is connection. There is, you feel for the person. You have chemistry, but you are not doing biology. You understand? Situational friendship. Exam is coming. We went to read. From reading the book, they were reading you. So, that's the problem. We are in the office together. We sat down. My colleague, from being your colleague, something started to leak. Yeah. Just situational things. We met somewhere. Just a situation brought about it. And before you know it, they said that if the person travels, the relationship will not be there again. If the person graduates, the relationship will not be there again. If they move you from that office, the relationship will not be there again. If you move from that compound relationship, those compound relationships, many girls, the trauma of your life is but that Tunde in that compound. You know what I'm saying? The next door neighbor. And that's why I beg you in the name of Jesus. God, by the mercy of God, we will never be poor. Yeah. I've advised anybody marrying in this church, by the mercy of God, don't marry in a face me and face you apartment. I begged you in the name of Jesus, don't marry there. Don't. I beg you by the mercy of God. Even if it is just a room. Say, if you are there now, I'm praying for you, you will have money. God will move you out of that place. I know why I'm saying it. You know why I'm saying it? There are some people, students can leave. In fact, even students self, some people is some people went for NYSC until they started seeing. NYSC, somebody is here. You'll be in your roommate's room till 12 o'clock. Before you know it, drama, nonsense, everything. You have aborted for somebody you don't know. two times, three times in 1 year. That's the devil attacking your future. And every time I told you about sexual sin, I say it walks to the root of the foundation of a person's life. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So I beg you, please, I will talk about that in some other meetings. Don't allow situation to eventually determine the final end. When you meet situationally, discuss, gist, be friends. It must move from that point to be sure that this person is a true friend. Move from being a true friend, platonic relationship, that you move higher level, you check the spirituality of the person. Is the person born again? Because originally, the foundation must be spiritual. But sometimes it starts with just knowing the person as friend, then you check the spirituality. It must be at the base. Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Please, Mr. Joseph, let's move to the third point very fast. The third point I discussed after this. The decision to value character over chemistry. It will shape your life forever. Decisions. You know what that means? That no matter how my body is doing like this, I will check the character. If he's a liar, I will not marry him. If the girl is a liar, you know there are some girls, Lori, Ronnie, Destiny, one. There's a particular lady, a guy, very nice guy, godly, he met her. But when she says good morning, is evening. When she says good evening, is midnight. And the man kept saying, and I love you, I really want to be with you. But my problem is that, can you not just change a little bit and be truthful? And she said, it's me, am I lying? Actually, those things you're calling lie. I beg, just forget this. And the guy said no. Eventually, the guy left her. A godly, correct, smooth-headed human being left her. Then an ishiaki met her. Sorry, you know what they call ishiaki? Coconut head. Met her. Why? Because she refused to stay with the right person. She had a character error. Now listen to me. Don't tell us to leave you the way you are. That is the way I am. No, don't use that as excuse for anybody. And that is the way I am now. It's just me. I just have razor blade mouth. I talk too much. Go and shape your mouth. Start talking very well. Because if you put that mouth in somebody's life, it can destroy the person's life. Nobody will take you the way you are. Is anybody going to say now? You go to a company and you misbehave, they will sack you. True or false? You enter a particular place, you cannot follow their protocol, they will remove you. True or false? Then we now enter marriage, you say, take me the way you are. For what? Why? Change. 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 You have to change. Make up your mind that no matter the connection I have with the person, no matter how my heart is palpitating, you see the person and your heart will palpitate that day. Still wait. After the palpitation, stop. And say, Lord, open my eyes. Don't follow the fact that the person is carrying microphone and they are singing. Zobri, Zobri, it's no Zobri. Don't follow the fact that the person is always making noise, disturbing the whole community. Rakapete pete, etone tone. Woo! It has not made the person have good character. If he can, the way he slapped demons, he might be able to slap you like that. I'm telling you this, don't look at that. Look at men when they come back and they're in their normal sense. Test them when there is pressure. It is whatever anybody has inside that will come out when you press them. When they are pressed, when there is no money, when somebody talks to them anyhow at the bus stop, and you see the guy stand up and hold the person, now so then go you one day. But I'm telling you what I'm saying. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Pressure tests character. It is pressure that will bring out the character of somebody. And when they put you under heavy pressure, you act in a very wild manner. No, work on it first. Work on it. Some of you, the reason you have not seen a partner is because God is still working on you. Some of you, God did not show you any partner. You decided to partner with somebody when God had not finished. That's why the relationship started having crisis. I'm telling you the truth. Nothing but the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Is anybody getting what I'm saying right now? So you must allow God work on you. Value character over chemistry. When everything is said and done, when all the jajaja is gone, you will be in a room with somebody like this, husband and wife, and there's no feeling. There's no chemistry. The only thing both of you will connect with is your character. The kind of person that you are. Value it. Next one. I've discussed all these things before. The decisions to align your visions together. Start asking questions from the person. This is the kind of person I want to be. Is it the kind of person you want to marry? This is the kind of person the kind of life I want to settle for. These are the kind of jobs I want to do. Start discussing those things. Adam said, look at, I have told you before, when Adam saw Eve, he said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. That means Adam saw inside Eve bone before he saw flesh. But you have been seeing flesh. You did not look at bone. And the real thing that can make flesh stand is bone. And vision is the bone, the fabrics that holds things. If our vision does not align, if our values does not align, if we are not going in the same direction, it will not work. Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they agree? No. If I stand here now, I'm standing here, and we'll say we are going to marriage, and the other person is standing behind, and we'll say, let's move. And the person, we have to move forward, is that not? We are taking the relationship forward. So I'm moving like this, and the person turns back and is moving like that. Will we meet at the same point? Never. But if we say we are moving forward, we must be seeing something together, vision. Am I making sense here right now? Very good. I shared that yesterday, 2 days ago, and I believe that you have learned so much from that. What's the next one that I have not shared? Is that all I shared? Yes, the next one now. Let's move. Mr. Joseph, are you there with me? What's the next one? What can you see on the screen? The decision to do what? To commit to communication and what? Forgiveness. In marriage, you will misunderstand, hurt, disappoint each other from time to time. The question is, have you made up your mind to forgive? Have you made up your mind that when this person does something, I'll be willing to let go? Before you even get into a relationship, one major skill that you must pay attention to is communication. Somebody say communication. Relationships have problems because people don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to communicate. Communication is a very major, big problem when it comes to people relating. They always have issues. And why? Many are not even willing to learn the basics of communication. I shared and I said that, do you know many people listen to defend themselves? They don't listen to understand. When your partner is saying something in a relationship, listen. Don't be waiting to say, make you talk and you finish. Okay, are you done? Are you done? That cannot make anything work. Or the lady is saying something. I say, just say whatever you have to say. When you are done, I know what to tell you. You are not listening. That is not active listening. When you listen to understand, you don't listen to respond. Because it is possible that the person will say something that will change your mind. But if your mind is already made up, no matter what he or she says, you will never agree. Learn the act of communication. It's a decision that you must make intentionally, that I will learn not to be miscommunicated. I will learn not to be misunderstood. I will learn not to be misinterpreted. I will listen very well. And when you listen, you ask again, sorry, is this what you are trying to say? Then the person will say, oh, yes. Or they will say, no. Why? Don't assume in relationship. Don't assume. Say, I assume you should have known. No, there's no way anybody will know anything. We cannot assume. Are you getting what I'm trying to say here right now? Make up your mind. What keeps relationships strong is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to resolve it through communication and forgiveness. Because you will not know the true character of people until you have conflicts. So I said once, I'm not talking about the cat and rat type. There will be small misunderstanding. But that's the only way I can know the person's true character. That's the only way I can know the stuff that you are made up of. So when that happens, am I willing to understand how to communicate and be willing to let go? Many people are living in the marriage, but they have hurts, pains, emotional trauma. Listen. The trauma might not be your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. You have to heal, because if you don't heal, you can't move forward. Am I making sense here right now? Poor communication and unforgiveness are silent killers in relationship. Many relationships fail. Many women have not forgiven their husbands since. They will still keep saying it. So men have never forgiven the wife for what she did 4 years ago. He will still say it. He will nag again. Sometimes that has a way of turning your partner off. Then they will enter resentment mode. You know what resentment means? They will just draw back. They will not talk again. They are not doing anything again. They are withdrawn on their own and say, in fact, the way it is, let anything just happen in this relationship. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? I'm telling you, I'm sharing with you decisions that will shape your forever after. Without good communications, problems remain unsolved. The power of communication in relationship. Number one, it builds understanding and prevents misinterpretation. A lady feels neglected because her husband doesn't check her during the course of the day. Instead of calling and say, hello, Hello? You don't even call somebody. Is that how to marry a wife? I don't even understand. That. No, that's not how to communicate. It's better you pick the phone. Hello? And ask, how has your day been? Oh, wow. It has been so hectic. I didn't want to disturb you, but see, so. That thing you would have shouted, you will not shout again. But because they lack understanding of how to communicate. So at the end of the day, you just call the person. After ranting, what if the person now tell you, I'm sorry. And you have said some very terrible words. Listen, the best words are the worst words unsaid. It is better not to say it because there are some words, even when you retract it, the imprint will be on the heart of the person permanently. Am I communicating, church? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Communication strengthens emotional connection. Yes. Partners that communicate regularly, discuss your joy, discuss the things that you are afraid of. Be vulnerable. If you are feeling weak, say, I'm feeling that. If you don't have money as a guy, don't start forming and carrying pockets. Some people that don't even mind to load paper inside their wallet and put it in their pocket, let it be big. Brother, why are you bothered? Be yourself. I can't afford this particular thing right now. So maybe we'll postpone the dates. I hope you understand, my dear. I'll make it up to you. No, don't tell me that. I'm not interested. Red flag. That means the day you cannot afford it, that person will carry their bag and disappear. But when you hear, oh, why not? Don't worry yourself. But would you mind I spend? Correct flag. This one is a helper of destiny. And if you don't have, you say, oh, I wish I could really step in to do something right now, but I also don't have the resources. But you know what? I think I even have something that we don't need to go to that place. Let's, something small. Correct flag. That means this one can endure different levels. Are you getting what I'm saying here? You have to be cautious when you're about to decide who you marry. Decision of who's married to marry is not because the person is walking around. I mean, 1, 2. A bomb can bomb you out of the way. You see shape. You follow shape. But when God came to the face of the earth, there was no shape. The earth was without form and void. And he said, light be. Yeah. So be careful. While all those things are very good, there is a more solid substance that you must look out for. Yes. Communication prevents small issues from becoming big problems. You are annoyed with your fiancé that she's always late. Have you asked her the nature of the work? One day I asked a couple, I said, would you mind follow your partner to their office and see the nature of their work? Sometimes people work hard. Every time you come back, you just slip off. Ha, babe, ask the nature of the work. There are some things that when people finish work in the day, they cannot be normal when they come at night. So you have to calm down. And if that thing is accumulated with poverty, you are in trouble already. Because when a man is broke, his blood is not always normal. It's hot. The color of a poor man's blood is different from the color of a rich man's blood. I'm telling you, you think I'm joking. The color of a poor man's blood is soft. A rich man's blood is soft red. The color of a poor man's blood is ox blood, dark. And remember, poverty is not in your pocket, it's in your mind. Whenever I say these things, I'm not talking about the money they have in the account. I'm talking about how they think. Are we here together? Yes. So get it right. Address issues early. Don't allow it prolong. The power of forgiveness in relationship is so powerful. Yes. And when you forgive yourselves, do it genuinely. Do it genuinely. Make sure it comes from your heart. Let go. Let go of some things. Each time you argue, somebody shouts, you shout back, somebody reacts, you react again, it always will cause more problem. Ensure that you make up your mind that you will not allow that hold you down. Now, let me say this. When you don't pay attention to communication and forgiveness, number one, there will be emotional distancing. That means unresolved conflicts will make both of you far apart. You'll be in the same house, but you'll be far apart. You'll be living like roommates instead of husband and wife. It's a very dangerous place to be. Now, another thing again is that if you don't forgive regularly, there will be frequent conflicts because small issues will escalate again and it will start. Then you'll be losing opportunities. Spiritual blessings will be moving out of your space because every time God wants to bring a blessing to your life, the Bible says, husband, do not be bitter at your wife. Say, why? He said, so that your prayers will not be hindered. In other words, when you are bitter at your spouse, it can cause hindrance towards prayer. Don't be bitter at the woman. Talk to her gently and say, come. this thing you're doing, whenever you do it, it makes me feel less than a man. And I want you to know I really love you and I'm sincere about it. How do we put this thing in place? Is there any way you think I can help you to make it get better? That's a better way to communicate. Instead of saying, I've been telling you, that's how your mother did to your grandmother, that did to your great-grandmother, to your great-grandfather. I think I don't know your family story. Storyteller, forget the story. Let's solve the problem. Do we understand what I'm saying here, church? Very important, very important. We can communicate openly, honestly, respectfully. You can be vulnerable. You are in a relationship, you are not yet married. You are not even vulnerable. What will happen when you are married? Do you know the reason why some children in families always feel bitter at their father or their mother when they cannot pay some fees or something? Tell the child, we don't have that resources now. We are very rich. And when I say we are very rich in this house, it means that the resources is not in our hand. It is in God's treasure. It will soon come. That's why we can't do this. Now, if you don't say that, the children will start feeling like, why did you bring us into this world? I cannot take care of us. Because some people, growing up, they sent us from school home. You hang around. That's how some of you learned bad things. Poverty is the bigger problem. Some boys were not going to Kalu centers until they drove them out of the gate and they stayed there. Then one guy, you know those guys that have very stubborn head. Some of us were like that before Jesus touched you. Amen. They are the ones that always they say, Mogo, I know where we go, Jare. Leave this school. Who school help? Then they will carry their friends. They will now go to a place where they are playing games. PS. Those days, what we play was Mortal Kombat. Street Fighter. Sit down. When you stay in the place where they play those games, it's always hot and dark. You will not know when it is 8:30 in the night. You will be there playing from 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock. I've been there, I play. You'll be playing it like this. They will win you. You will stand and watch another person's own. Then the next day, one spirit will tell you, go and steal your father's money and play. How can that boy beat you? You, warrior. You verse. You go and start stealing money. Before you know it, many things happen. It's part of what poverty has caused. But by the time you are there, is money. Because I'm going to the next point and I'll share some things. There's good money and resources, and they put you in the right school. They will not even let you come out of the gate. From your father's house, they drop you in the car, you enter the school. The day you succeed to go out, you know that today is Christmas. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So pay attention. The Bible says in Ephesians 4 verse 32, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you of your sins. Listen to me. Before committing to marriage, every young person, before committing to marriage, ensure you and your partner are both willing to talk through issues and forgive freely. One of the courses we take in our marriage counseling class is conflict resolution, how to resolve conflicts. We also take communication, understanding the act. In fact, I just revamped and repackaged the marital class materials, and it is dangerously loaded 21st century insights. How do we communicate? The communication model of the 21st century. Some people communicate by withdrawing. Some people communicate by shouting. Some people communicate different methods. I'll show you. You will just see yourself in the room like this. Say, hey, see me, pastor. I mean that. I say, yes. Then how do we repair you? Because when you bring a car to the garage, it needs what? Repair. Some people entered marriage without counseling. They are rushing. They say, we need to do counseling. He say, pastor, leave that. My guy said, when we marry, we'll do the counseling. It's a lie. You are in a church where they are taking care of you, teaching you the word of God. One guy just shows up from nowhere, drag you away from your pastor. Pastor, I'm not seeing church. Say, where is that? We don't see again. Next time, say, hey, pastor, I'm married. Why? That shows some level of misbehavior. People will come to your father's house and they will pay the bride price. Any man that wants to marry you should go through the pain of going through that class. You know why? Naturally, for ladies, they read a lot. Ladies study. And that's why many marriages are crashing. There are more intelligent women that understand marriage than men. I know men don't like it, but they know what I'm saying. Men are more particular about money. But they are not particular about parenting. They are not particular about many things. They just money. And there are more women that are smart. That's why the quality of women we have, many men cannot match them in marriage. And what they do when they cannot match them, number one is manipulation. Number two is oppression. You start oppressing them, you manipulate them, or you suppress them. There's a difference between oppression and suppression and manipulation. Another class. May God help us in Jesus' name. So please pay attention to that. Pay attention to communication. One of the reasons why people don't communicate, listen now, many people do not realize the importance of communication in relationship. And the reason is because they lack awareness of the importance. A man believes that if his fiancée loves him, he loves me, she's supposed to know what he's going to do. Now, person will love you, go know what he's going to do. No, they will not know. You have to tell them. People don't just know. Number two reason why people don't communicate, fear of conflict. Because the last time you tried to talk, he shouted, "Don't say that." So next time you don't want to communicate, you prefer to just let it go because you want to avoid problems, quarrels, and fights. At the end of the day, it will still bottle up and explode. So I advise every person, if you keep shunning your wife or you keep telling your husband, it's okay, you talk about it too much. And the man will say, I have told you. Say, I've heard. It's your husband you're talking to like that. At the end of the day, he will not talk. He will not talk. One day, somebody will just carry their bag and leave the house. They will leave. That's Telemundo you like to watch. They leave the television for you. Marry Telemundo. Is gone. Who caused it? Because you didn't want to communicate the right way you're supposed to communicate. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here now? Yes. Poor communication skills is the reason people don't communicate. They have communication skills. Communication is a skill. You can learn it. You can learn how to say sorry. You can learn how to say forgive me. You can learn how to listen. You can learn how to talk. Some people really, good number of people don't know how to talk. They don't know how to talk. They themselves, they know that they don't know how to talk. Some people say, this is my mouth, if I use them on you. And why are you proud of that? Who has that helped? It will not help you. It will not help anybody. Am I communicating here now? Yes. Instead of discussing issues, one partner will withdraw. Or the other one will start shouting. Or the other one will start misbehaving. Then everybody will think that they settled. They will go back. Then after, they will start again. Please, be careful. Another reason people don't communicate is upbringing and cultural background. Some culture, some family background discourage open expressions. If someone grew up in a home where problems are ignored, nobody says anything, they will also keep being like that until the devil takes over. Another reason is pride and ego. The lady knows that she has done something that is terrible to her husband and she knows that after everything, maybe there's an argument and she knows she's wrong. Instead of going to say, "Honey, I'm very sorry, I was arguing blindly and I feel like I didn't do the right thing," she will now feel like, no, boju. You know, some people like to use boju to cover everything. They like to use boju to cover everything. That means you just, I will cook a nice food for him. When I cook a nice food for him, he will forget. They don't use nice food to forget. He will eat the food and he will still remember. Forget it until you discuss that matter. Let your pride. The same thing with men. You discover that your wife knows something better than yourself. Remember, anybody you marry is an encyclopedia of their own knowledge. There are some things women know better than men. It is wise to acknowledge that this woman knows this thing better than myself. There's no need arguing it. Allow her. Give her wings. Let her express herself. And you'll be proud. When guys talk, you say, my wife is a very intelligent person. Very intelligent woman. Is it not to your credit and joy? Yeah. If you silence the intelligent person, what do you have? A dullard. May God help us in Jesus' name. Another decision you have to make. Next decision, number what now? Because of time, I'm moving. The decision to handle finance wisely. Listen to this one. Listen. You will not be poor in Jesus' name. Yeah. Poverty. It's poverty that will make a girl carry her bag and go and live in a guy's house. It's not love. It's poverty. Because when you tell her to go, she will ask, "Where will I go to?" No, if you had money and you have resources, you will not go and be living there. Our wife, you are living there. You have your shoe is there, your wig is there, your gown is there, everything is there. We will never be poor. Yeah. If you want to marry, check very well. If the person likes kalo, hard earned money, you use it to play Niger bet. I cannot marry you. All my investments, you're not easy to do in 2 minutes. Zubi, 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 zoos. Never. Many people, when we finished discussion yesterday, many of our couples, they understood what I was saying. You will understand better. They pay bills. Marriage needs money. You buy, go and check how much they sell Pampers now.
The other day, my wife saw that they were doing one wonderful sale there, Reno or whatever. I just saw Pampa, 1, 2, 3. I said, what are these? Are we buying? She said, it is cheaper. I had to buy and stock. I now even realize that rich people like us, we save more money than poor people. When you buy a bag of rice, you save more money than somebody that's buying Derica. He cannot be Derica. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Money is important in relationship. Money is powerful. But you see, it is not by how much you have, it is by the wisdom with which you manage it. If your money matters a lot to you, and you did a lot to make sure you got that money, you cannot just go and buy champagne of 2 million naira in any club. What is there? What is that enjoyment? Enjoyment, Baoko. What is that? One bottle, 2 million, and people will just drink it. When you drink it, the next morning, are you going to enter heaven? Have all your problems been solved? You see somebody who wastes like that, run away. Run away from a waster. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The reason we have problems with finances, many women cannot trust their husband with money, is that every time they give the man the money, he will squander it. Every time they give him the money, he will squander it. He will say he wants to start a business, he will waste the money. And this lady will sweat and sweat. She started struggling and selling on the street. As I speak right now, that lady has heart problem because of sweating to take care of the man and the family. Yet, he has not learned his lesson. On Tuesday morning, you will see him where they are playing Baba Chebu again. And when they don't bring the money, the children start growing and they are making money. You have not seen fathers stealing their children's money. They will still go back to their draft. Playing drafts and you don't have the draft of your destiny. Why? 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 Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Do you know how many people, how many men suffered their life to ensure that they would take care of their family? And as I speak, they worked in factory for about 20 years. The chemicals and everything, that man is supposed to live up to 80 years, but he's going to stay only 65 just for what he labored for. Then a child will come from nowhere with a careless habit and everything. You waste that man's money. It's wickedness. Didn't you see what happened the other day? A girl connived with a boyfriend, whether in Benin or so, police arrested them, that they should go and kidnap her, that the family will pay. You see, that the family will pay. My boyfriend kidnapped me so that let's reach out to my family. Then they reach out to the family that they should pay. Mad love. Voracious love. Lord, did you carry rule of you? I didn't be more talk quality. Shit, to teach you that. You didn't say amen. Listen, let me give you the principle so that it will help you. Finance, very important. Why it matters? Financial stress is one of the leading causes of marital conflict. Many marriages suffer not because of lack of money, but because of poor financial decisions, reckless spending, lack of planning, debt accumulation, financial secrecy. You are hiding. There are many men that hide their money. When they died, they had close to 50 million somewhere. And while that money was still, the bank is still using the money till tomorrow. Till tomorrow, the woman has moved from 3-bedroom flat to 1 room and parlor, from room and parlor to face me, I face you. From face me, I face you, they've gone back to the village. There's 20 million of the man somewhere. The bank is using it. He was keeping it secret. I don't want my wife to know where my money is. He didn't know that the next morning there was going to be an accident. And that was the end. The money is still there as I speak right now. There are millions of naira that the bank is using to trade for the past 10, 15, 20 years. Sometimes, because of the secrecy oaths that they have, they know the woman whose husband has that money, but they cannot talk. Wake up! Because somebody, if you have a partner that cannot tell you how much they are earning before you marry, don't marry the person. I need to know how much you are earning. You will know how much I am earning so that we know what we are pulling together. Because what we are pulling together will determine how fast our journey will be. If a journey will take me alone 20 years, if you come into my life, it should take me like 5 years. Why should I suffer when you came into my life? Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Get ready for a life that will move by connecting with people who understand the power of financial intelligence, spending wisely. Wise spending. I told our people yesterday, it might not be for the young people, but it's still good to hear it. You left places where they are buying lands that will grow and yield. Then you were sweating all your life to build in the village. Now you are sending money for them to be sweeping the mansion and cleaning the mansion. The person living inside the house in the village, you are paying the person to live in the house in the village. If it's a shop you had in Lagos, you would have been collecting rent. Wisdom is probably, and you know, my brothers, especially those from the east, you now hear things like, leave that in now because you don't get money, they talk like that. It's not like that. Even do you know that some very rich people, they understand the power of, you know, having property as assets. So they can live in that house, but they don't live in the house. They use it to make money. Yes, sir. Oh, God. Sometimes God will open our eyes to understand these things in the name of Jesus. Without proper financial management, the couple will find themselves constantly arguing, struggle. They can't trust each other. And the consequences is, number one, it will impact on your spouse. Emotional strain. Your wife is drained. At a point, a woman will not know how to come and meet a man for money. Because sometimes it's not easy for a woman to at least meet a man. You feel like you are a slave. Honey, shoe. Honey, clothes. Honey, this. At a point, one day as you are coming, the man will look at you like this. You say, no, nothing. But you know there's something. Why? Because the financial strain is so much. It's so much. The stress and the pressure is much. Is anybody getting what I'm trying to say here now? Yes. Loss of trust. If one spouse is reckless, the way you spend money. The reason why many husband and wife cannot put money together today is because they are reckless in the way they spend. If you know your wife is a reckless spender, you will not tell her about your money. If you know that anytime the babe knows that you have money, she will remember what to buy, the color of shoe. All the clothes she has a matching shoe. You have 15 gowns. All the 15 gowns has matching shoe. But wait, let's think very well. There's nothing wrong at a particular level to have that level of luxury. But where some people are right now, you can't even buy data for your phone. Why do you have a matching this thing? You can't. You just think about it. Let's be very sincere with ourselves. What you cannot catch today, I've always told you, you will catch it tomorrow. Why not plan yourself very well today and balance yourself and have a base that you know that with this base, you know, when some people tell you, I can never be poor in life, they are not saying it by faith. They are saying it by revelation and structure that they know they have. You don't understand what I'm saying? When some people tell you, I can never be poor in life, it's by faith. But when some people say, I can never be poor in life, it is not faith. They are talking about the reality of where they have found themselves, the quality of investments that they have made, the target and the plans that they have put in place. By the grace of God, they know that all things being equal, I can never be poor again. Am I helping somebody in this service? Yes. It can impact your children. Your children will have limited opportunities. You know what it means to have a limited opportunity? It means that the opportunities that should have been open to your children to travel abroad, they can't travel. The schools they should go, they cannot go. And instead of connecting with certain class of people, they will connect with low class people almost all their lives. But if you had money and you plan yourself very well and you do the things you are supposed to do, you'll be shocked to see it that eventually your children will rise financially. Your children will connect with the right people. You put them in the kind of school you want them to go to. You'll be able to afford certain level of luxury for them. Am I making sense here? Yes. Leave money matter. Let me just wrap up some of the things on my head. I'll leave the point seven. Let me go to the point. This one, you don't have it, Mr. Joseph. Just follow me. Point eight, the decision to choose a teachable and a growing partner. Write it down. The decision to choose a teachable and a growing partner. Marriage is a journey of growth. Stagnation leads to frustration. Marriage is not static. It's not a static relationship. It is a living, evolving partnership that requires continuous improvement. A person who refuses to grow, whether in their finance or spiritually, intellectually, in their career, will be a stumbling block. Marriage is something that evolves. People need to grow. Something will happen. You need to evolve. You have to have what they call a growth mindset and not a fixed mindset. If you marry somebody that has a fixed mindset, what they say is what they say. What they believe is what they believe. Nothing changes. Leave that in. Forget it. I know what I'm saying. Always knowing the right thing. You don't know anything. It's only the person that knows the right thing. You are already in trouble. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? A teachable person is humble. Why is teachability important? Write this down. Why is it important? Let me say this. It is important because marriage is full of different seasons. Marriage, parenting, career shifts, financial challenges, spiritual growth. A partner who refuses to learn and adapt will be a frustration to you. It will make you struggle. Do you know that some men, when they marry their wives, they didn't marry for the future. Only for them to get 5 years into their marriage, they discover that they are 25 steps ahead. The wife is still behind. And anywhere you are going in life, if you don't take a woman you are married along, she will drag you down. Any woman you marry, what you are going for a special course, you are taking a training, you are having some level of exposure, you are seeing some things, carry her along. Because no matter what you are explaining to her, the heights that you have gone to, she will be like a blind person. She doesn't understand what you are saying. Is this the one want to do? She said, I don't understand. But when she has seen it and you are talking, she will say, yes, we'll get there. If everybody wants to waste money, she will say no. She will be the one to tell you that, yeah, you see Shadi's wedding, I'm not buying Ashwebi. Ashwebi, 200,000. Leave that thing, babe. Let's add it to that money we want to use to do this. Let's add it to that money. You start seeing wisdom will flow. Am I making sense here? Yes, because the person is teachable. Why does a teachable person grow? Why does a teachable and growing partner, what do they look like rather? Number one, they accept correction without defensiveness. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 1 says, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but those who hate correction, they are stupid. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. A teachable person loves correction and they will not be defending. You know how people do when you are trying to correct them? You say, wait, let me say my own. No, a teachable person will listen. After listening to everything they have to listen to, they will now know whether it is necessary to talk or not to talk. Are we here together? Yes. In the marriage between these two couples, Ayo and Anita, they struggled with communication early in their marriage. Anita will always raise her voice, always shout. But Ayo came from a home where they are very quiet, they are calm, they are peaceful in their house. So guess what? Ayo sat Anita down and said, Anita, sit down. Let's talk. I want to have a conversation with you. You shout a lot. Every time you sound, our neighbors hear your voice. That's too loud. It's not the ideal thing. I know we're from different homes, but do you mind I explain to you how we can have conversations without shouting? And easily, Anita said, okay, why not? I'm willing. I don't like to shout too. It's my background affecting me. Very vulnerable, open. And I took time to teach her. And that was the beginning of peace for them. What they used to shout before, they would shout and shout. They would shout. Everything went away. She was willing to learn. A teachable partner will not defend themselves. A defensive person, anytime you say something, you say, no, I don't want to say that one. Don't tell me that one. No, you cannot tell me everything. That's the problem. Number two, they are open to learn, both spiritually and practically. Listen, a young lady married a particular guy. When she came to church, she met the guy. She's very spiritual, very deep in the things of God. Then by the time she met the guy, he's been coming to church, but not very deep. He serves not very deep. Then she sat him down and said to him, I really love you, and you have said you love me. But you see, I would love to have a man in my life that understands Bible interpretation, that is willing that we can discuss these deep things together. I don't want to be talking to my husband as if he's a new convert. The guy was challenged. He looked at her and he said, wow, seriously? The next day he asked her, what do you use to study? Gave Bible concordance, gave the app and everything. The guy started a journey. As I speak today, the guy is like a teacher to the girl. You know, when men make up their mind to do something, it's very different. Now he has better, deeper revelation. And when he's talking, even the girl is proud to say, that is my husband. Why? He had a teachable spirit. If it's another guy, he would have said, forget it. Now, Bible, you know, me, I get money. I have life sense. You have Bible sense. That, you hear people say things like that. When somebody says that, they are not willing to grow. Is anybody getting what I'm saying anywhere you are in church? Yes. You must know that. The same thing happened to some couples that I have known over the years. A man, this man, when they got married, went for a conference and he said he does not know how to brush. That he does not know that. He was telling us, he said it was his wife that sat him down and said, see, honey, this is how to brush. And as he was teaching us that day, he said, I was not ashamed. Because growing up, my family, nobody taught us. They would just give us brush. Yeah, go and brush. So all his tongue was pure white. Inside, all the places are deep, dangerous things. Then the wife taught him up and down stroke. She taught him how to brush like that, everything. He said, that is how my life changed. Taking correction. The best decision you can make in your life is to marry somebody who's ready to take correction. If you marry somebody who knows everything, you are finished. Everything you say will not make sense. Anything you say, they will quarrel. They will argue. They will debate. They will defend. And how you will know that person is simple. All these things I have said are the things you watch out for. They always argue. When they meet people, in every congregation, his voice will be louder or her voice will be louder. Everybody will leave the person. And you know when people start saying, "Never naswebi, just leave him." Don't marry that kind of person. Any person that people have given a special condition, naswebi, leave that person. Tell the person the truth. People who are teachable, they know how to take feedback. You know what the feedback means? Feedback means that somebody says something that is criticizing you, but you see it's constructive. Instead of saying, "Don't tell me that,"
Say, wow, is that what you observed? I'm very grateful. Thank you very much for your observation. I'll work on it. Don't worry. And they know how to take it. The feedback might not even come in a very good way. Some people are harsh the way they talk. But you know that I can go back to work on this thing. You are marrying a lady or a guy that has a growth mindset. That kind of person, when something is shifting in your life, they will switch. They will adjust. Then you marry somebody that does not have any growth mindset. You wake up tomorrow morning and say, the Lord is leading me, you know, to the ministry. He say, meaning what? Meaning what? Uriah, okay. Ministry called ministry. Is that what we said we're going to do? Marry somebody that adapts to change when it is necessary. Somebody that is willing to adjust. Somebody that knows that life, the only thing constant is what? Change. There are about 4 or 5 things I should tell you. But with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you and set a path. You can decide, make up your mind, and have a change of life. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. I'll take 2 questions in this service. The most important questions. The most important questions. It's a relationship service. The most important. Next week, I'll continue on soul ties. How many of you are enjoying the series on soul ties? Covenant. Next week, I'll continue. You will know that you entered a church that is not just a church that would give you a thought. Your life will change. Even the devil will know. Even the devil will know. Even go to children's church now. Children are doing fruit of the spirit. How many of us parents, your children have been telling you about fruit of the spirit? Love, joy. Their lives will be better. The devil has failed on this mountain. Permanent failure. Any question, please? Let me take it fast.
Sir, infidelity a case of rape. Consider infidelity and how can
I can't hear anything from what you're saying.
All right, sir. Sorry about that.
Please, yeah.
Is infidelity a case of rape? Infidelity is when, it a case of
when
rape?
A person is raped.
Yes.
Is he infidelity?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Not infidelity. Somebody is raped. That was forceful. You're supposed to empathize and sympathize and, you know, help the person that is raped and get them come out of trauma. Because when the person is raped, it's possible that they'll have post-rape, whatever, trauma. So you need to help that person. There's nothing like all that.
Okay. For a man who cheats and now suspects his wife, what can she do?
A man cheats,
yes,
and he's suspecting his wife.
Cheating.
No. He's reaping what he has sown. Listen, let me say this. If you are a man who cheats, chances are that your wife will also cheat. If she's a stubborn girl, except she's somebody that knows God to the heart. And you cannot be cheating and have boldness to tell another person why they are cheating. Except you want to believe that this cultural thing is a dead culture. The culture that allows a man to cheat and tells a woman that they cannot do the same thing. No, that is a stupid, useless culture. It's a very myopic culture. A man should not cheat, a woman should not cheat. If a man is caught cheating, it doesn't mean the woman should go and do the same thing. But if the woman does the same thing, the same way she forgave you, you should forgive her. Any strong question? Those are very sharp questions.
Yes, sir. Okay, this question says, it is biblical to pay for bride price to a girl who is not a virgin according to Exodus 22:16.
Are you a virgin that you want to pay bride price for virgin? Listen, let's clear that. I understand what the person is trying to say. I'm just joking. Now, the Old Testament is different from the New Testament. The New Covenant is different. What the man is trying to say that, is it biblical to pay bride price for a lady that is not a virgin? Now, those are the ordinances and the rules and regulations of the Old Testament. In the New Covenant, we understand very well that nobody stones anybody because they made that mistake again. So that rule has passed. So when you pay the bride price in the New Covenant, you are not paying for virginity. You are paying because you honor the person and the family that you are marrying from. And it is a legal, it's an expectation by culture. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Yes. There are people and different places where they don't do bride price in some cultures. They don't do anything that has to bride price. They just go to a registry and settle whatever they have to settle and the marriage is done. Do we understand what I'm trying to say here right now? So that happens a lot. So what I would say is this. If you feel like the person you want to marry is not a virgin and you don't want to marry them, it doesn't mean that you now start treating them anyhow. Whether a person is a virgin or not a virgin, it doesn't change the fact that they have come to know Jesus as their Lord and their personal Savior, because there are many people who are not virgins and they have better marriage than virgins. There are 5-10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. A virgin can be foolish and a virgin can be wise. The prize about virginity is that God values and honors it and wants us to keep our body for him. And the truth is that it has been tested and proven that most people who keep themselves usually seem to have better marriage. Statistically proven. This is not me. Statistics have shown that most people who keep themselves, they always seem to have better and stable marriage than those who did not. That's just statistics saying it right now. So that's just what I can say about that. Yes, yeah, so I don't want us to think otherwise. Is that a question? Question? Okay. We are supposed to use the Slido link. Mr. Please let the microphone go there. I just take that and we'll close. I know you'll be raising your hand, but we have to close. Let me just quickly take that.
Praise God, church.
Hallelujah. God bless you.
I'm asking this question for the benefit of those that are not yet married. That's for the single.
Yeah.
Now, from the teachings, man of God, you said we need to marry, trying to understand the like people that are like that are teachable, people that are that have financial intelligence and all that.
Yep.
So I want to ask now, for those that are not married, how long will it take for them to have to understand the person they want to marry before saying yes, I do?
As long as it's necessary. It's better longer than rushing into the marriage. If your courtship takes 2 years, 3 years, 4 years to know somebody, it's okay. Your marriage will stay longer. There's no courtship that has been longer than a marriage, except death comes in. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Now, one of the things we talk about, like this financial part, they should be willing to read books. They should be willing to study things. If you are going to do counseling from us here, we are going to give you books you will read, by all means. You cannot marry that brother and spoil his life. You cannot marry that sister and destroy her life. So we will give you books that you have to read. It's compulsory. But if you have read that book ahead, advantage, we'll give you another one. You'll be 2 times better. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it might take time, but it's good for people to spend time. Don't wait to say, I do. Don't rush to say, I do. I do is serious. I do is cage. See this thing that they put in my hand since the past 10 years, I've not been able to see any other person in my life. It's just because of this ring. This is handcuff, just on one finger. So when you say I do to somebody, you have committed. So before you commit to somebody, watch out for who they are. Get to know them better. Let them read things. Let them show the signs that they are willing to change. And you are praying. And so God, I pray that this change is not cosmetic, that it is a real change. Prayer will enter. You understand what I'm saying now? Checking the person will enter. Because if you rush and eventually marry the person and say, because I don't want to wait, I want the courtship to be short. Courtship too short is bad. Courtship too long is bad. Courtship mid-range is the best. So when you keep your courtship 7 years, I don't know, the ship should have caught since 6 years, 5 years is too long. Those that started relationship from school are the ones that do those kind of drama. And sometimes majority of those relationships don't work when they start too early. But when you allow yourself, maybe when you're about to wrap up school and you know that in the next phase of our lives, we're about to start marrying, it works, that goes better. So how long is not something that is fixed, but it is dependent on how satisfactory you are that the person has known what they should know. Go ahead.
I don't know if we can take this two more.
Okay, one more. Let's take one more.
Okay, one more. There's this situation that happened that a sister in church, she was a very nice sister and so loving. Then a young man saw her, maybe a guest from a place of work, and then he wanted to marry her, but she was like refusing. So the guy has to join the church, and then all of a sudden pretended to be this very nice guy,
yeah,
and all that. Then when they were married, the guy came up and told the sister, I will no longer attend your church. In fact, I want to belong to the Muslim. So what should the sister do in that kind of scenario?
Yes, that's a big challenge. There are two things involved in that. Number one, when the marriage was contracted, when both of you agreed, that means the person married out of deception. That's why sisters have to pray. There's a guy too that married a lady like that. Very serious girl. She has never slept with a man all her life. Then this guy came in. She did not know that the guy happens to be a gay. Since the day they married, after the first night, the next 2 years, he did not go near her. No way. The pastor that wedded them joined and came together and said, we cannot kill this girl in this marriage. We are the ones that joined this one. Oh, we will put it asunder like this. Cannot work. Because the girl was frustrated, crying. Her life was already a mess. And he was not paying attention. So they separated. Marriage contracted under falsehood is fraud and can be dissolved. Yep. Yep. That's simple.
Thank you very much. Let's rise up, church. Let's pray. I want to pray for our marriages. Don't rush. Don't go. Don't be in a hurry to say, I want to rush. I want to go. Let me pray for you today. We're going to pray together. You're going to pray and say, God, all single people, you'll be praying and say, God, may I not make any mistake that will cause me pain. Men, pray this prayer very well. Women, pray this prayer very well. And all our married people, I want you to start praying. If there is any baggage, anything that I am carrying from the relationship of my parents that is negative, I offload all of them. That is affecting my marriage, I offload it today. I begin to embrace a better mindset. If there is any attitude, any character that I have embraced unconsciously and is affecting my marriage, my children, my home, Lord, I begin to put them aside today in the name of Jesus. I begin to put them aside. Can you start praying? Is everybody praying here? There are many young men. You have plans to have a beautiful home. The image of family you see is so beautiful and godly. But unfortunately, the people that you are surrounded with, your friends, the kind of people you connect with, they are not seen the same way. You need to disconnect from those kind of people so that you can have the kind of life you want. The quality of people you associate with will determine the quality of your marriage also. I want us to pray and say, God, I will not make mistakes. I receive wisdom. I will not make mistakes that will ruin me. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. The wisdom of God is at work in my life. In the name of Jesus, every error that those in my family line make consistently, it has become a pattern. I am the beginning of a new order. I will not make the same mistakes. I will not go into the same error. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying, church? Somebody pray. Lord, give us beautiful homes. Lord, give us beautiful homes. I pray for every marriage that is in a state of serious turbulence. I pray for every marriage that is in the state of disunity. I pray for every family that has crashed and is affecting the children and is affecting the wife, affecting the husband. I ask, Lord, that you, oh God, will step in and bring wholeness. She will bring healing and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is under the sound of my voice, you have been heartbroken. You have been heartbroken, and it's affected your perspective about women, about men. You have a wrong image. You have closed your heart. You are not emotionally available. You have shut down. I pray that the Lord God Almighty brings healing to your heart. In the name of Jesus, some of us that are afraid, I pray that the Lord Almighty will bring healing. And those who are in a rush, that the Almighty God will teach you to be patient, that you will not rush into what you don't understand. She will not rush into what has the capacity to ruin you. In the name of Jesus. Some of us are not taking it seriously. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, I shared the story with them yesterday of a man who got married to a particular lady. Due to his financial recklessness, the lady was at the point where she was supposed to give birth. And while she was at that point, they asked the man, we need to sign right now so that you do CS. And he said he didn't have money. He had wasted his money. See, a woman's delivery is not an emergency. House rent is not an emergency. It's something you will prepare for a long time. Prepare for a long time. Start preparing. There must be money you are saving for that purpose. That's why I'm talking about financial intelligence. House rent is not an emergency. It takes 1 year to pay another one. Pregnancy is not an emergency. It takes 9 months to start saving and gathering. And because the guy was calling everybody everywhere, trying to call, but they know him to be a financially reckless person, so nobody gave him money. While that argument was going on, the lady died. Now he will live to feel the pain all his life because of his financial recklessness. There are some people, nobody is giving you money to do anything because all the ones they gave you, you waste it. They will give you, you waste it. They will give you, you waste it. Some people start stealing their siblings' money at home. And they already know. Listen, we need to come out of that immaturity. Paul said, when I was a child, I behaved like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. There are childish things that we must put away so that we can start taking responsibility for our lives. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? How do you think that man will feel all his life? How about those people, because of poverty, their child, their son died because she could not pay the money? They were going to quack, and they bought all manner of rubbish until the liver and the lungs of everybody expired and died. Poverty is painful. That's why you must learn early enough financial discipline. There are some young guys, you are making money right now and you're just hanging. I don't think it is a wise thing to do. Start investing in property. Start investing in things that will business. Set up something. Buy things that are assets instead of buying liability. Start doing something, because see, one problem can take away 50 million in one day. We will not see that kind of problem in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, I pray for us. That as we are taking this message and listening to these lectures and the word of God coming strong, I declare that this word of God is backed up by the Spirit to act. The things that you have heard, receive grace to act upon them in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is in a relationship that is turbulent, I declare a teachable heart and a teachable spirit. May the Lord baptize you with it in the name of Jesus. Children will not grow in your hand and be messed up and mad in your hand. God will not look at you and see you as an unfit person to commit a generation of godliness into your hand. May the Lord trust you and count you worthy to raise generations for him in the name of Jesus. Every single person here in a rush to make decisions unnecessarily, I declare that the Spirit of God, self-control, will rest upon you. God will help you. You will calm down, open your eyes, and make quality decisions. Every man that is moved by your emotions, always jumping from one place to another, entering one girl another, may you not enter a place that will destroy your life. May the Spirit of God restrain you, hold you, so that glorious life you see, you'll be able to walk into it in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has made a mistake that is haunting you already, I pray for the mercy of God. And I'm not just praying for the mercy. Some of you are not ready to receive the mercy because you feel too unworthy. That's where the problem is. You feel you don't deserve the mercy. No. I've killed 10 children. I've aborted 10. I don't deserve any mercy. God, if you want to kill me, kill me. Now, you are alive because God still loves you. Some of you have made mistakes. You have stayed and you have messed up terribly. And you feel like no man deserves you. And you, that's why when they pray, you say, I don't hear. May God's mercy touch your heart today. May God's love fill your heart today. And you begin to see yourself again as one that God can still do something much with. In the name of Jesus, anyone that is in any place that is mistake, I pray the wisdom for correction, the wisdom to make things right, the wisdom to get things working, rest upon you in the name of Jesus. It is well with everyone. Our lives will be a blessing. Our marriage will be role model marriages. Our children will serve God in their days. We will not give birth to vagabonds. We will not give birth to children that will be a problem to us. Our children will honor and they will serve God in the name of Jesus. Every child under the sound of my voice, your parents have seen you as a heartache, as a trouble, as pain. I declare in the name of Jesus, in their lifetime, you'll be a blessing to them. God is touching you. This message has transformed you. In their lifetime, you'll be a source of blessing to them. And every marriage that has been, every relationship where people have already given birth to multiple children, but they have not contracted marriage, I pray God will give you the courage and the boldness to take the right steps. Financial resources made available. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks this morning. Say, thank you, Jesus. While that thanksgiving is going on right now, you want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. You say, Pastor Mavis, I want to be born again. You talked about relationship today, but born again is what I want. Don't sit yet, please. Let's stand. Don't sit yet. You just go ahead and give God thanks. It's not too long. I will do this prayer in 30 seconds for those who want to accept Christ. Can you raise your hand if you want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior? Say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today, Lord, that you are my Savior. Have mercy on me, Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. I run to you for help and comfort. And I declare I am born again. I receive salvation, eternal life into my spirit. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.